This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. I'm your host, Reverend Jack Cook, and we're glad to be here this day. For indeed, this is a day that the Lord have made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you for logging in, for clicking in, for tuning in. God bless you today. We are continuing in our series today in the Gospel of St. John. Today we're moving on to chapter 10, thank God. And we are excited about what God has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do this day in the name of Jesus. We pray you go with us in the word of prayer as we consecrate and dedicate this time unto the Lord. Lord God, we indeed bless you today and thank you for this day. Lord, we rejoice in you and pray, Lord God, that, Lord, you will come into this place, come into this moment, this hour now, Lord, and have your way. Be glorified, we pray, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you and bless your Holy Spirit, and we give you full control, oh, Lord God, not only now, but at all times. Have your way, Lord God, we pray. We bless you and thank you for the privilege, honor, and blessing, Lord, to be part of what you are doing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Here we find that our Lord now is moving from the testimony in chapter 9. We find that the testimony of the blind man and the Lord's healing of him and his encounter with the Pharisees and the fact that in chapter 8 they sought to stone him again and he just walked through them and left the temple. And as he was passing by, the Lord saw that blind man that was blind from birth, and he ministered to him, healed him, delivered him. And again, the Pharisees were astonished and were amazed, and they always had problems, it seems, with the Lord. And here we move to chapter 10, and here it seems the Lord indeed turns a corner in his ministry, and the Lord begins to identify, and the Lord begins to move to tell them who he is. And the Lord begins with a parable. This parable, he begins as it is in scripture, as we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name," hallelujah, "and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Verse 6, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them." So Jesus began to speak to the disciples, to those that were following him, including the Pharisees and others, and the Jews, the believers, the unbelievers. This crowd was following him, and Jesus turned and began to minister this parable to them, beginning to read to man in our topic, the manifestation, he continually moving to manifest himself as God in the flesh, as Christ, the Messiah, as Jesus the Christ, the Lord and Savior of us all. And he uses this parable. He takes it from the customs of the Middle East that deals with the management of sheep. And you know, we as men and women, as mankind, we as being here on earth, you know, we are about as helpless and defenseless as sheep. Sheep pose to us, and sheep are a great demonstration, a great type of mankind here in this life, this temporal life, this life on earth. I know we think we're bold, and I know we think we're big, and I know we think we're bad with our guns, with our weapons, with our knives, and with all of this and all of that and all of the things that we come up with to hunt, to fish, and to war, and to on and on and on. But when it comes to defending ourselves against the devil and against his angels, we have really no defense. And surely when it comes to defending ourselves or to existing without God in this, either in this life or the life to come, surely we are defenseless. We are as sheep. Amen. We are as sheep, who is one of the few creatures in creation that are virtually totally dependent upon man, dependent upon a shepherd. Amen. And so the Lord, here in this parable, he speaks to us, and he reveals to us, he ministers to us, that indeed not only are we sheep, as sheep, he is the shepherd of the sheep. He is, and he uses this analogy, and this is very interesting. He uses this analogy of, he talks about the sheepfold. And so back in the day, and in the Eastern culture, even to this day, when the shepherd, say he had to take care of some personal business, and he had to attend to some affairs of this life, he had to go, and so he would go into town, and he would, in essence, he would hand his sheep over, he would drop his sheep over to the sheepfold. And the porter at the sheepfold, he would register, and he would set and leave his sheep in the sheepfold there in town with the porter and with the keeper of the sheepfold there, while he went and took care of his business. And so, and when he came back to retrieve his sheep, the sheep and the shepherd, being so intimate and being knowing each other from spending so much time together out in the field and out in the pastures, to and fro out in the field, which is a symbol of the world, when the shepherd would come and he would call them, he knew them by name. He knew each one of his sheep by name. He named them all, and they knew his voice, and they would come to him. Amen. And he will call them and leadeth them out. What a beautiful picture of how the Lord our God leads us, his sheep, through this life and through the pastures and through the fields of this world as we pilgrim through God's this life. Amen. Amen. And so we who are called and we who are chosen by God to lead God's flock, amen, we have to be responsible, hallelujah, and we have to be mindful in the world, in this world, to lead God's sheep and to take care of God's sheep, because they are God's flock. They do not belong to any man, but the church, the sheep of God, the flock of God, if you will, belongs to God. Amen. And so Jesus says that they know his voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Hallelujah. The stranger they will not follow, but will downright flee from them. Amen. And so the sheep of Christ, the church, must always be mindful, amen, and cautious, amen, of any voice that is other than the voice of our Lord. Amen. Because this is a beautiful thing that happens in the body of Christ, that no matter what the person or the personality is that is called and that is set, amen, as under shepherd in a congregation of God, in the flock of God, amen, no matter what the tone of their voice may be as a person, or what they may their person, their character, their personality, what when they speak in the authority of God and in the oracles of God, when they stand behind that sacred desk and open the word of God to expound the word of God, the voice that ought always be heard is the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the sheep have a responsibility, amen, to know the voice of the Lord for themselves. Church, we must know, and surely in this age that we live in today, must know the voice of the Lord for ourselves. Amen. Because did not the Lord say that there were many in the last and evil days come, amen, saying that I am the Christ. Amen. So a lot of folk come on the scene and say, oh yeah, Jesus is Lord. He is Christ. He is this and that. But their voice, amen, is not the voice of the Lord, but as the voice of a stranger, because they are deceivers, amen, sent into the world. They are deceivers in whom, amen, that is sent by the devil, who can present himself as an angel of life, of light. And if he can do it, so the much so can his ministers. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. This thing is serious, y'all. This thing is for real. And so Jesus says, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, verse 7, that I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. Amen. Sometimes, hallelujah, out in when the sheep are in the field, and when the shepherd and the sheep are alone and they're out in the field, and they are in the by themselves, they have to guard against, amen, all types of attacks, at all type of thieves and robbers that would come and that will divide and will invade the flock of God. And so sometimes at night, hallelujah, that shepherd, amen, will have to find a spot against a hill or against some rocks or against a safe place, amen, that to secure the sheep to rest. Hallelujah. And he himself would lay his body down at the entrance, amen, of that place, and become as a door, hallelujah, to protect, amen, the sheep. And what a beautiful picture again of our Lord when he says, I am the door. Amen. I am the door. If you're going to come into my sheepfold, if you're going to come into my flock, if you're going to come into my people, my congregation, then you must come by me. Hallelujah. Amen. You must come by me. Did not the Lord say, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man come unto the Father but by me? And anyone that tries to go unto the Father any other kind of way is indeed as a thief and as a robber. Hallelujah. Amen. And so verse 9, the Lord says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And he shall go in and out and find pastor. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, y'all, there is great liberty in the Lord. There is great freedom. Amen. There is great privilege in the Lord our God. The Lord our God is not a cruel taskmaster. He is not an oppressor. He is not a jailer. He is not one that seeks to bind us and to tie us up and to prohibit us, amen, from experiencing the beauty and the joy and the freedom and the love and all the things that he had prepared for us. No. Don't believe the lie of the devil, but our Lord is a God who sets us free to go out and to come in, amen, into the field, to the field of life, amen, to the pastor, amen, of this life. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And the Lord warns us in verse 10 that the thief, though, he cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah. But he says, I am come, amen, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And if you would just, if you would just, you know, the life that the Lord comes to give us, he is talking about that God kind of life. He is, you know, he's talking to these people. These people are standing around. These crowds is gathered around him. And obviously, they had a breath, and obviously they had their blood flowing unto them. And so evidently the Lord wasn't just coming to say, hey, I come to give you breath and I come to give you free flowing blood in your body. But I've come not only to give you that, but I've come to give you life more abundantly. In other words, and he says it later on in our study here, I have come to give you life everlasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the day you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the day that you submit yourself to him and to receive him into your heart, into your life, and your very soul, and surrender, hallelujah, unto him, and throw your hands up, amen. It's not a hands that you're throwing up in defeat, but you're throwing hands up in victory, because that's the day that you are quickened and made alive, and that's the day, hallelujah, that you start living true life, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. So the Lord says, I am the good shepherd, amen. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, amen. The good shepherd sacrifices, amen, his very life, his time, his talent, amen. He sacrifices his gifts, he sacrifices his ability, he sacrifices his very life, amen, for, amen, the sheep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He gives it all, amen, for the sheep. He is committed, amen. He is dedicated, amen, he unto the sheep. He says in verse 12, but he that is a hireling, amen. In other words, amen. He that is in it just for the money, he that is in it just for the prestige, he that is just in it just for the prominence and just for all of the pomp and circumstance and all of the popularity that may come with it, amen. He is a hireling. Hallelujah. And you know, y'all, the last thing any preacher, amen, pastor, minister, of the fivefold gifts that Christ have given to the church, any preacher, amen, pastor worth his or her salt, amen, the last thing they want to be found and to be called is a hireling. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But he that is a hireling, verse 12, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. Amen. Amen. They really don't have any skin in the game. They really have not committed, amen, that themselves unto the flock of God. Amen. And whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. My. Hallelujah. What a devastating time. But it is one of the occupational hazards, amen, of being not only a shepherd, but of being a sheep in the flock of the God. Flock of God, in that there is always the enemies of God are always out there, and they are always seeking to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. They're seeking to steal, hallelujah, your joy. Hallelujah. Steal your joy from you. They're seeking to kill, literally kill you. Amen. To kill you, or to kill your testimony, to kill your witness in the world. They seek to destroy you. That is, they seek to not just annihilate you or vanquish you, but this idea of destroying you is that to make you of none effect. Amen. And if the devil can make you of none effect, if he can kill your witness, and he can steal your joy, and if he can just disable you, to destroy you, to make you of none effect, amen. He can't take your life, because that's in God's hand. But if he can, amen, if he can diminish you, make you of none effect, amen, in the kingdom of God, for the glory of God, amen, he'll take that. He'll be satisfied with that, amen, because that's what he come to do anyway. The devil hates anything that is of God, anything that is made of God or created by God. The devil, he hates that, amen, and he seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, and so does his children, amen, so does his ministers, his sons, his what, everything associated with him. They're so angry, and they're so hateful, and they're so evil and wicked until they can't be happy, so they don't want anything or anybody else to be happy. They hate God, amen, and so they want to destroy anything that closely resembles God. Hallelujah. So whatever they can pervert, whatever they can turn upside down, whatever they can twist and make anything other than what it was created and made to be, then they'll be happy with that. They'll take that. And today, that is what we see witnessed in the world today, as we see the hand of the enemy seeking to steal, kill, and destroy, to make of none effect, to turn upside down, to pervert, and to do with, and to do anything, amen, that he can possibly do. For that rascal knows that his time is short. Hallelujah. So the hireling, verse 13, fleeth, because he is a hireling, amen, and he really don't care for the sheep, amen. But Jesus said, look, I want you to know and understand that I am the good shepherd, hallelujah, and know my sheep. Oh, that's good news, y'all. Hallelujah. And am known of mine. Amen. So any minister, any pastor, preacher, amen, prophet, evangelist, amen, teacher, or apostle that steps, amen, to expound, to preach, to minister the word of God, amen, you ought to always look to hear through them the voice of the Lord. Amen. Because again, no matter what their outward appearance or what their outward sound, whatever their outward gifting or talent is that may ring, amen, in that you and I ought always look and always seek and always hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so as the Father knoweth me, verse 15, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. So the Lord now is moving to more define and more refine this parable. He's expounding. He knows that they don't understand what he's talking about. It just said back over in our text that in verse 6 that the parable that Jesus spoke, he understood not the things which we spoke to him. So the Lord is breaking this thing down more. He's expounding upon it more. He's breaking it down in their hearing, and he's unfolding it more. He's manifesting himself unto mankind more and more specific. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And say, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. In verse 16, I missed a very important a passage here. Verse 16, and other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul expounds upon that in Ephesians, the first, second chapter there, I believe, where he says that the Lord have taken from the Jew and from the Gentile. He's taken from the two and made one new man. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's where we step in, church. That's where we step in, my brothers and my sisters that are hearing my voice today. That's where we step in. Hallelujah. Church, we step in into right here what the Lord is saying is that we become one fold, and we have one shepherd. You see that? It's in the red. And we have one shepherd. Hallelujah. We may have many under shepherds. Amen. Bless God. But we only have one shepherd. Amen. Therefore, verse 17, does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Verse 18, no man taketh from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power, hallelujah, amen, to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In other words, Jesus said, I have exousia power. Amen, amen. He's not talking now here about that dunamis power that we all know and love about, but he's talking about exousia power. Amen. Amen. He's talking about, I have the privilege, I have the force, I have the capacity, I have the freedom. Hallelujah. Amen. I have the authority, I have the jurisdiction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have the power, the right, the strength, the liberty. Amen. To lay down my life, and I have that same exousia power to take it up again. Hallelujah. Bless you be, Jesus. And so after Jesus really breaks it down and really opens their thought and their understanding concerning this matter, amen, verse 19 said, there was a division, therefore, among the Jews, amen, for these sayings. Now the Jews somewhat, the Jews are educated, the Jews understand, amen, a lot of things. They were given, amen, the word of God, and they had Moses and the prophets, amen, and the teachers, amen, the priests, the teaching priests, to expound upon them the word of God. And so they have understanding, amen, they have understanding concerning the things of God. And so their heart was hardened, and they were blinded. Amen. Not unlike the world today. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. And so there was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil. He's mad. He's lost his mind. Hallelujah. Why are y'all listening to him? Why hear ye him? Huh, bless you, Jesus. Why hear ye him? Hallelujah. Amen. And others said, Amen. That these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? They remembering the experience with the blind man back up. Can a devil do that? Can a devil raise the dead? Can a devil, amen, feed, amen, the 5,000? Can a devil, hallelujah, Jesus, do all the signs and wonders and miracles that our Lord did? Amen. And it was at, and verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. Amen. So we understand that Jesus is in the temple, and it was a winter time, the feast of dedication. In verse 23, Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Amen. So Jesus had expounded this. Jesus had taken this parable. He have expounded. He broke it down for them. And yet they still, amen, had a hard time receiving this truth, amen, of the revelation power of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And so, verse 24, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Amen. So, in all fairness to our Jewish friends, they were continually looking for Messiah, looking for Christ. They were continually wanting to be free from and liberated from the oppression and from the bondage that they have worked their way into, amen, and by being disobedient to God and being stubborn-hearted and being unbelieving toward God's commandments and the thing of God and being unfaithful to him, they found themselves continually scattered throughout the earth and continually going through some type of oppression and some type of captivity and some type of problem. But they were continually hoping, amen, in Messiah, that Messiah would come and he was going to rescue them and he's going to establish his kingdom on earth and they were going to be back on top again, amen. And so they were always looking for that Messiah, that prophet, that the Christ, amen. And so they just wanted, flat out wanted to know. They said, Lord, are you the one? Tell us plainly. Don't play with us no more. Hallelujah. These are not necessarily evidently the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the Sanhedrin, but the Jews themselves, they come and gather and they wanted to know. Amen. Just tell us plainly. And Jesus said unto them, I've been telling you, verse 25, I've told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. I've been not only telling you, I've been demonstrating it in my conduct, my character, and my conversation, and not only that, but in signs and wonders, amen, and healing the sick, amen, and curing the lame, raising the dead, hallelujah, amen. But you believe not, because you're not my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It's as simple as that. Y'all, if you know Jesus, if you know his voice, if you know him intimately, that's the idea of knowing here. It's not just some intellectual assent. Oh, yeah, I know him. I read the Bible. Jesus loved me. This I know because the Bible tells me. No, it's because you know him intimately. You know him personally. Amen. As Lord and Savior, you know him. You have that yada knowing. Amen. In your knower. Amen. In that part of you that have been quickened and made alive by the Holy Spirit, the new man in you, know him. Amen. You know him intimately. You know him personally. And the Lord said, because of that, we follow him. Amen. We are his disciples. We are his followers. We are the sheep of his pastor. Amen. Amen. My sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life. There it is right there. Hallelujah. That is that abundant life. Amen. That the Lord spoke about over in verse 10. And I give unto them eternal life. Listen, y'all. And they shall never perish. Come on, somebody. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. It just don't get any better than that, y'all. Hallelujah. No man, nothing, no devil in hell, no nothing can pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all. Amen. That goes without saying. It don't need any explanation there. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Hallelujah. I and my Father are one. It just doesn't get any plainer than that. The Lord have said it straight up right there. Amen. The Lord have said it. Amen. And so, as most people do, that don't understand things and that don't believe things, they want to kill something. They want to kill somebody. Amen. And so the Bible says, verse 31, that the Jews took up stones again, amen, to stone him. They sought to kill him. Amen. They sought to kill him. Isn't that what man does? Amen. What man can appreciate, what man can't understand, what man what won't comply with man, or what is beyond man's understanding, amen, man wants to kill it. Amen. Man wants to kill it. Amen. And so the world doesn't understand you, church. The world don't understand who you are in Christ Jesus. And so they didn't understand him, and they don't understand you. They hated him, and they're going to hate you. You might as well get used to it. Amen. You might as well know and under that. You ought to count the cost of discipleship, because that is the cost of discipleship. Amen. You may be hated by your own family. You may be hated by your mother and your father. Amen. You may be set up, amen, to be persecuted and be martyred, amen, for the cause of Christ by your very own family and loved ones. Amen. So don't forget about it. Amen. Your very friends on Facebook, your Facebook family, amen, they may set you up, amen, and they may seek to destroy you simply because they not only don't believe, but they don't understand, and that, amen, and they are offended by, amen, the things of God. Glory to you. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jesus answered him in verse 32, many good works have I shown you from my Father. Amen. I've shown them to you. Not only have I come talking, amen, about it, I've demonstrated it. I've shown you, amen, good works from my Father. So for which of those works do you stone me? And so the Jews answer him, saying, for good work. No, we don't stone you for your works, because, you know, we big on works. We appreciate them works. Yeah, we can get with them works. Amen. That's not why we stoning you, but we stoning you for blasphemy. Hallelujah. Blasphemy, because you being a man, amen, maketh yourself as God. Maketh yourself God. Mm-mm-mm. And so Jesus reaches back. Hallelujah. Among the prophets, amen, among what Moses has said to them, amen, and we read it in the book of Psalms, amen, Psalms 82 and 6, somewhere up in there. Is it not written in your law? I said, you are little g gods. Amen. I said, you are gods, little g gods. If we call them gods, this is verse 35, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Is that really what we're doing here, y'all? Is that really how we're going to do this? And you know, even mankind today, amen, is beheading and destroying and shedding the blood of the martyrs of God, of the saints of God, amen, of the children of God, the flock of God, amen, because they say we are blaspheming, and that we have the audacity to say that we are children of God. Hallelujah. And that Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, but he's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lord. Amen. And so in verse 37, the Lord said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. Believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. See, the Lord obviously knew that the Jews are always big on works. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, I believe somewhere, is that the Jews are always looking for a sign. You know, they believe that sign. They believe the works. Amen. And so to them, that is verifying. But by faith, it may be another issue. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Therefore, verse 39, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Amen. And he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John at first baptized. And there he abode. And many, hallelujah, resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true. In verse 42, and many believed on him there. Hallelujah. And many believed on them there. And so those that walked away from him back over in John 6 and 66 that we ministered about the other day, amen. And many walked away from him and no more. Didn't stop the Lord from going on with his destiny. Didn't stop the Lord from moving on toward Calvary. Didn't stop the Lord from fulfilling the purpose that God has sent him. Amen. And in his faithfulness and his truthfulness, amen, the Bible says that the church gathered itself again unto him. It says, hallelujah, what a beautiful testimony, that many believed on him, hallelujah, there, and many resorted to him, amen, and many believed, hallelujah. What about you today? Do you believe today? Are you a believer in the Lord? Are you a follower of Christ? Are you a sheep, amen, of God's flock? Hallelujah. If you are, I celebrate you and I rejoice with you. Amen. But if you are not, amen, if you don't know Jesus in the pardoning of your sin, if you have never confessed with your mouth, if you never really believed in your heart that indeed as the promise is that God raised him from the dead. Amen. And invited him into your life and into your heart. Won't you do that today? Won't you consider, amen, and pray with me, amen, this rather simple, amen, this rather simple prayer unto God. But it may be simple, but it is the key unto your everlasting life, because God's word is so powerful and his grace is so sufficient and his love for you is so much, amen. And the Lord's redeeming work is so powerful, amen, and it's so true unto God, is so loved and received unto God, hallelujah. And that just by you believing, amen, and by you confessing, amen, with your mouth, amen, the Lord Jesus is sufficient for you to move from death into life. So if you will repeat after me this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. But I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my will. I give you my body. I give you all of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, we really would like to hear from you. We really would like to be part of your spiritual, of your Christian growth, of your discipleship in the Lord, to offer you some helps, to offer you, amen, some prayer, some support on that wise, amen. Listen, you can write us at Lodestar, that's L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R, Lodestar, Ministries at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. Drop us a card or drop us a line or something and let us know of your testimony, your profession of faith. You can even call us at area code 888-563-7713. Or you can email us at Jack the Preacher, JACKDAPREACHER, Jack the Preacher at gmail.com. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Listen, we have to go. Amen. Today, we thank you for again for your participation and your prayers. We thank you for your contribution. We thank you. Just pray for us in this effort. We pray that you will take this word and that you will scatter it according to your gift and ability, or to however you purpose in your heart. Amen. Whether you take it, you can. The ease of this is fairly simple in this age of technology, in that when you go out to LodestarMinistries.com website, you will see a little section there to the right where you could subscribe to the podcast. But these are indeed podcasts that you could subscribe to, and on your smartphone you could go out and get the podcast app that when you subscribe to it, especially in iTunes, the podcasts are there in iTunes. You could go in iTunes and go under podcasts and type in Lodestar Ministries, and you could pull the podcasts from there. You could download them to the method of your choice, be it your flash drive, be it a CD, or whatever method that is convenient from you and is expedient for you. And I pray that you will just take that and that you will make as many copies as you need, and to pass it on to your family, to your loved ones. Amen. And that you will share them with grandma, grandpa, that may not be able to access and utilize all this fancy smancy technology today, but that it is available for you to do, and you can be a part of this evangelistic thrust. And so we thank God for you today, and pray that you will consider those things, and we will talk to you next time. Hallelujah. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.